Deji Ishmael from AfriSons. He's the founder of AfriSons. I'm asking questions. Deji, there's a lot of talk about change management. Some people think that change management is all about HR and people. Would you say that change management is a must-have or a nice-to-have?
My experience and my journey into change management arose from my previous involvement in technology projects.
Okay.
For a multinational. And when you work in technology, you see huge investments and that don't translate into the results that was promised. Okay. Quite often. And that's what made me develop an interest in change management. Change management is not about being nice, it's not HR. It's really a big link, a missing link between organizations spending a lot of money on projects and then realizing the benefits.
Okay.
So you spend money on this project to create a new way of working. But in order to realize the benefits, as long as you need people to be engaged with the new way of working, then change management is a critical piece. It's not a nice to have. If you don't manage change, you get a measure of success.
But if you manage change,
you really increase your return on investment. And that's what it is for us. That's why we are partners with ProSci. That's why we do change management. You know, you go from strategy, you initiate projects to develop many benefits to people. And oftentimes you fall short. A key reason why people fall short a lot of times is because we forgot the people, or we underestimated the amount of change.
Yeah.
We underestimated how much we needed to prepare people for the change. And then we find out when we're supposed to be operating in the new way, and like where we're supposed to have had 90%, we have about 15% of the population working successfully. So really, we spend money on projects, you have your strategy, you initiate projects, and then the projects themselves, by building the project products or projects themselves, if people are not using it properly,
mm-hmm.
then you don't succeed.
It's just
look at COVID-19. We have succeeded. The world has, there's been success in developing a vaccine that, you know, maybe it's not perfect, but it's actually creating a safer world.
Mm-hmm.
However, we have a challenge today in getting
people to take it.
An appreciable amount of the population to take it. How much money have people spent in developing the vaccine? How much money has been lost by people not being able to work during the COVID, you know, when it was most severe?
Yeah.
So that's just a very simple example. You know, you've got to know, and I'm not saying people are not trying, you've got to know. If it doesn't matter, you create a vaccine. If for any reason people do not go and take the jabs they need to take, it doesn't matter. You need to create the vaccine, which is what people tend to focus on projects.
Yeah.
Right? You need to do that. But because we need the people to take the vaccines in order to have a safer world, we must pay equal amount of attention on the people.
To the people.
Because, you know, like, if the people were ecstatic to get the jabs and there was no vaccine, that's not success.
Yeah.
If the vaccine exists and 20% of the people take the jab, it's not success. So that's really what change management says. Okay, we may have the project component, but where did the people come in? What do they need to do in order to help us achieve our desired end goal? And to prepare them proactively, not reactive.
So it is a must-have.
Well, you know,
in your opinion,
just think about COVID-19. It is a must-have.
It's a must-have.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.